Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM, where we play music you'll never forget, even though you can't remember where you put your car keys 5 minutes ago. Jim, are you ready for part two?
Yes, I'm ready. And hey, that's the name of our next song. Barbara Mason wrote the song when she was 18, and she was inspired by the music of Curtis Mayfield. And though Mayfield's music had a Chicago sound to it, Barbara had perhaps the first song with the Philadelphia sound.
Yes, Ready was released in 1965, and it was her biggest hit. But to her credit, she had a long and productive career well into the 2000s. She even had Curtis Mayfield produce one of his songs for her to record. It was 1973's Give Me Your Love, which made it to the top 10 on the R&B charts.
And it's cool to know that she just wasn't a one-hit wonder. Her longevity helped her to be inducted into the Soul Music Hall of Fame in 2016. So here's the song that started it all for her. Mark, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Another song released in 1965 was the million-selling song Baby, I'm Yours by Barbara Lewis. It was written by Van McCoy, who had his own hit 10 years later with the dance song The Hustle. Mark, you remember that song.
Yeah, I did that dance at your daughter's wedding. Now I know why everybody was laughing.
Yeah, please don't dance anymore.
Okay. Well, Barbara was born and bred in Michigan and released her first album in 1962. She wrote all the songs, including her first hit, Hello, Stranger. And Jim, you might remember that Yvonne Element had a hit with that song in 1977. Also, Queen Latifah recorded her version of that song in 2004.
But back to Baby, I'm Yours. The song was recorded by country singer Jody Miller, and even the British band The Arctic Monkeys covered it in 2006. But I think the best version will always be the Barbara Lewis's rendition.
And I'll second that, Jim. Barbara is a member of the Michigan Rock and Roll Legends Hall of Fame. She no longer sings, but her legacy lives on with her beautiful song, Baby, I'm Yours.
Baby, I'm yours. And I'll be yours until the stars fall from the sky. die. Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until the sun no longer shines. Stay right here by your side. Do my best to keep you satisfied. Nothing in the world can drive me away. 'Cause every day you hear me say, baby, I'm yours. And I'll be yours until two. Baby, I'm yours till the stars fall from the sky.
Well, I wonder if she was talking about me, baby, I'm yours. What do you think?
No.
Okay. Man, 1965 was a big year for some of the songs we are featuring today. The million-selling song Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me by Mel Carter, Jim, Please Don't Do Any of That to Me. It was a top 10 hit for him that year.
And Mel was discovered by the legendary Quincy Jones and had his first hit in 1963 with a song co-written by Sam Cooke called When a Boy Falls in Love. But the song Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me propelled him to stardom and a place on the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars tour. And he got to share the stage with people like Sonny and Cher and Tom Jones.
And did you know Mel Carter also did some acting? For example, he appeared on TV shows like Marcus Welby, one of my favorites, Sanford and Sons, It's the Big One, and Magnum P.I. He also appeared on stage and screen.
Now, I didn't know that about the guy. But I do know that he continued his singing career, and 20 years later, in 1985, he won a Grammy nomination for Best Male Gospel Performance. The multi-talented Mel Carter is a true Renaissance man.
Just hold me, hold me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Thrill me, thrill me. Walk me down the lane where shadows will be. Hiding love is just the same as will be. Be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and guide me slowly out of my mind. Kiss me, kiss me,
kiss me.
And when you do, say adieu, so kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you.
Kiss me,
kiss me, when you do, I know that you will miss me,
miss me,
if we ever say adieu, so kiss me.
Song by Mel Carter.
Mm-hmm.
In 1966, the Cleveland-based band The Outsiders had three top 40 hits, but the million-selling Time Won't Let Me is my favorite of the bunch. Originally, they were named the Starfires, and the same members became The Outsiders once Time Won't Let Me was recorded.
The song was written by band guitarist Tom King and his relative Chet Kelly. The catchy vocal is by Sonny Gerace. Did I pronounce that right, Mr.
Yes, you
Italian
did.
Man?
That's a good,
okay,
nice try.
Okay, I got you here. His career continued after the band split. And Jim, did you know what band he went on to?
Yeah, I got you on that one. I know that. The band was called Climax, not to be confused with the Climax Blues Band. And they had only one hit song was called Precious and Few.
The success of this song allowed The Outsiders to join several national tours. For example, they shared the stage with Paul Revere and the Raiders, the McCoys, Question Mark and the Mysterians, and our pal Jimmy Soane's band, The Shadows of Night.
Time Won't Let Me remained on the charts for 15 long weeks and is a great song to sing along with. I'll sing, you don't, Mark, please.
Okay.
So listeners, let it all out. Sonny Gerace on vocals. Great song. You've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I just want to say about that last song. To me, what makes that song great is where they go into double time towards the end. It changes the whole tempo of the song. Okay, let's get back to 1966 with Love Makes the World Go Round by Dion Jackson. He also wrote the song. Dion was another Michigan native. It's amazing how many great R&B singers came out of that state.
Yeah, it's a very long list, isn't it?
Yep. Billboard complimented Jackson on his vocals and compared them to having a Sam Cooke-type quality. Again, it's amazing how many R&B singers were influenced by Sam Cooke.
Well, you know why, because he was from Chicago, Sam Cooke.
The song stayed on the pop charts for a staggering 14 weeks, peaking at number 11. But sadly, this was the only song Jackson made that was top 40.
Yeah, later in life, he continued his career by performing in small clubs in the Chicago area, which is where he chose to live after a while. His song Love Makes the World Go Round was also covered by Kiki D. I remember that version. Tommy James, and ready for this?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
No.
Yeah, wow. Bruce Willis.
Well, but Jackson's version is the one that stands the test of time, so I hope everyone heeds its message.
You know love makes the world go round. And love, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down. And it makes trees grow tall. And the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now. Without love, flowers wouldn't grow in spring. And without spring, yeah, the birdies just couldn't sing. Yeah, yeah, everybody needs love. And to watch the twinkling stars above, it makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now. Yeah. Everybody needs love. Just to watch the twinkling stars above, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Oh, love makes you cry now. That goes for Billy, Sherry, Bobby, and Marcia, and baby, you and I. Oh, I can prove to you that the facts of love are so true. It makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Love, love, sweet love. Love is so.
So, Mark, can you name all the rock bands in the 1960s that made it big that originated in Spain?
Well, I only know one. It's Los Bravos, and of course, their hit was Black is Black. I love that song.
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
All right, yay, do I get a prize?
You get nothing. You get nothing, honey.
All right.
The band was formed by combining two groups, Los Sonor from Madrid and the Runaways from Mallorca. How do you pronounce it?
Mallorca.
Mallorca, Spain. But here's a twist. The lead singer, Mike Hogel, was from Germany.
No. Well, the million-seller Black is Black was a huge international hit in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. The song was written by the British songwriting team of Michelle Granger, Tony Hayes, and Steve Wadey, if I'm pronouncing that name correct. The song has a common relationship theme of girl leaves boy, boy wants girl back, but in the end, she doesn't come back. Boy,
yeah, he's better off without her.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, one of the cool instruments used on the song was the Vox Continental Organ by band member Manuel Fernandez. It was an extremely popular keyboard instrument used by many British and American bands in the 1960s and 70s. Hey, maybe that's a theme for another song, show, I should say, the Vox Continental Sound. Do you think so?
I'm all in.
Anyway, here's Black is Black by Los Bravos.
Too much.
Los Bravos.
That could be a great hard rock song if somebody else did it.
I think so. You have to be right. All right. Mark.
Yes.
You know this song. You ready?
Okay.
Mark, Bo Bark, Banana Fana, Fo Mark, Fee Fi, Mo Mark. Mark.
Of course.
What song is that?
It's The Name Game
by Shirley Ellis. That's right.
And it was probably the most fun song ever to sing, ever, but it was made in 1965. This novelty song was written by Shirley and Lincoln Chase. Both of their names are rhymed in the song.
The song hit number 3 on the U.S. pop charts and number 4 on the R&B charts. And like a cat, the song hit a couple more lives. It was released again in 1966 and later in 1973. And Ellis had a very nice career with some other songs, but what made her near the top of the charts was this song.
Yeah, and Shirley appeared on several TV shows to perform her big hit. Shows like, and we all remember, American Bandstand, Hullabaloo, The Merv Griffin Show, and so on. But by 1968, she retired from the music business.
But like all of the artists today, her music lives on.
The Name Game. Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana Banna, Bo Burley, Be Fine, Bo Merley, Shirley. Lincoln, Bo Bingan, Bo Nana Banna, Bo Bingan, Be Fine, Bo Mingan, Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say, Bo, add a B. Then I say the name. And then I say the name again with an F, third plane, then a B, Fi, and a Mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, Bo Bonnell, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Bonnell, P, Fi, Mo Monnell, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like
All right, well, but that song's catchy. In 1967, Arthur Conley came out with the song Sweet Soul Music that paid homage to some of the great soul singers of all time. Conley co-wrote it with Otis Redding as a rewrite of the Sam Cooke song Yeah Man. Cooke's name was originally left off as songwriter, but was later it was added following a lawsuit.
Conley pays homage to Lou Rawls, Sam and Dave, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, and the king of them all, James Brown. It reached number 2 on both the Billboard and R&B charts and number 7 in the UK. Of course, it was a million seller and it was awarded a gold record.
Well, in the 1970s, Conley moved to England, then relocated to Belgium, and finally settled in Amsterdam. I guess it's kind of picky where he lived. In 1980, he changed his name to Lee Roberts and became a music promoter through his own company, Artcon Productions.
But his legacy is the song we are about to play. You gotta love sweet soul music.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and it's sweet. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Dancing with the music. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, that's our show for today. Please listen each week as That Classic Rock Show brings you the most memorable music of all time, which I think we certainly did today.
Yes, we did. Stop by and listen to us every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the mighty 101.5 FM WHRU Huntley Community Radio.
And don't forget, you can listen to our archive shows anytime, anyplace, anywhere by going to the station's website.
Thanks for listening. Oh yeah!